Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Pretty Little Liars official podcast. I'm Shay, who plays Emily Fields.
And I'm Bianca Lawson, and I play Maya St. Germain.
We just want to welcome you to the Pretty Little Liars podcast. Yay! So, today we are recapping episode 113, Know Your Frenemies, which aired on Monday, January 17th. And basically, well, a lot of stuff happened.
Yeah. It's beautiful and sad, and I feel bad for Emily, you know, what she's going through with her mother. But I love that Maya and Emily are now, like, showing they're much more affectionate in front of her friends, and Emily's feeling much more comfortable, and I think Maya's feeling much more comfortable sort of like in the group. And that was actually a fun day for me because I never get to really work with all the girls together, right. So I got to sort of see everyone.
Yeah, and it was cute too, because you know, when we were like that in front of the other girls, obviously they were so jealous, and they're like, this is definitely the cutest couple in Rosewood.
It was very cute.
Fun to have all of us together. That's true, because we never shoot.
Never. I'm always sort of with
the girls.
You.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Yeah.
Oh, it could be so bad. It's awful, yeah.
It was a very good episode, but it was so tough. I mean, the struggles that Emily had with her mom were, you know what I mean? Pam just making her feel so guilty about, you know, something about our relationship. And then her thinking we were doing more than we were by studying.
And I can see how it could be sort of confusing for Emily, because I think her mom was trying to be accepting, but then she saw those pictures, and then her imagination started to wander, and I think she was trying, but she just couldn't help it. And I don't think, you know, Maya leaves angry when they're studying and her mom's like, basically get out. I think she feels like really badly, and it's kind of such an awkward situation.
Right.
And wanting Emily to know that it, like, was not her fault. She did nothing wrong. We're, like, studying.
So. Right. And I think because your parents would have handled, you know, Maya's parents would have handled it differently than Emily's parents. So you're probably just...
You can help. You never know.
Right. That's true. That is true. And then after you leave, Emily's mom, obviously going through your backpack and finding the drugs.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I can't believe, I mean, it kind of sucks. It's like, to get sent away, that must be really, really tough.
Definitely, she should not have gone through your bag in the first place.
But I think as a mother, you know, she does sort of have that. She can if she feels like something's wrong. But I just think she's just, like, terrified.
Yeah.
You know.
Totally. And then when we go to Spencer's house, that was the most sensitive, the romantic scene, I think.
I thought it was beautiful.
Yeah.
And it felt, I mean, with all of the candles and the sort of basket and the
chocolate-covered strawberries.
And the non-alcoholic champagne.
Exactly, yes.
I think, you know, it really kind of set a mood, and I felt really romantic. It was like...
It was a very, very fun scene to shoot.
Although it was like, who should lead? That was a tricky thing.
When we were dancing, we had a little bit of trouble.
Like, wait, where do your hands go?
I think we made it work.
I think so. I think it's going to be... It was sad, but I'm happy that Maya and Emily did get to sort of see each other, because I think to be sort of ripped away without ever being able to say goodbye and having it end in that way, I'm happy that, you know... Emily's friends are such good friends.
I know, and just that they would do something, you know, because obviously they were supportive when Emily came out to them, but the fact that they would go out of their ways to make such a special night, and, you know, all I think Emily pictured was you climbing out of your window onto the ladder, because you said it took an army of people.
Yeah, I think it'd be great if everyone had friends like that.
Yeah, I agree. My friends, I do have amazing friends.
Yeah.
And I think that's very important, especially in this situation, you know, because it was difficult for her to come out to them. Mm-hmm. But you want your friends and family to be the ones that are there for you no matter what.
And especially if your family is being difficult about it, to have at least somewhere in some group that's like, this is okay, we love you anyway.
Exactly. And then the other storylines that happened that episode too.
I feel so bad for Hannah.
I feel so bad for Hannah.
I wonder who took all the money. Well, A, I suppose, but, right. But who's A?
But who's A?
Who was at that party and took that money out of that lasagna bag.
I know. Oh, my goodness. And, I mean, even with her, too, you feel for her because, you know, her mom is trying to keep this image of the perfect family, you know, and trying to keep the house. And being a single parent, that's very hard. And obviously with Hannah going to Rosewood and being that fashionista that she is, I mean, her mom doesn't want to make her feel, you know, what's happening with her financial situation. So,
but there's something about having to cover and having to lie that, I don't know. I that's the one thing I actually love about Maya, because I feel like she, now who knows, down the line, she could have some secrets, but, but as of right now, at least it seems that she's like, okay, this is who I am, and, you know, and I, that's what she wants Emily to kind of, this is who you are, and don't, you know, because that kind of hiding, that kind of having to keep up that image, can be traumatizing. And and then Noel with Ezra, and
wow, that was an intense scene.
Oh my god. And they like, and it worked out like at the very last second.
I know,
I just knew that was it, like, but I was like, well, maybe it's for the best that it comes out and they can really be in love or whatever, but but yeah, no, their secret's still safe.
Exactly. And then Toby, Mr. Kavanaugh, comes back, and Spencer sees him. Which was kind of nice, I think, because out of the rest of the girls, for Emily at least, I think she felt, you know, Spencer was the hardest one. She was very stern about the way she felt about Toby. And now, I mean, she's finally getting to see what Emily kind of saw in him, which was, you know, not such a tough guy. Somebody who's very sensitive and, you know, maybe
misunderstood.
Has, exactly.
And I think when you're bullied as harshly as he was, you kind of maybe aren't super trusting. So you only really open up to one person like he does with Emily because he feels like she understands. But it makes you kind of socially awkward when people are so mean to you. And then it makes you seem guilty because you are so anxious.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So the other thing that is really good about, you know, the whole Noel thing and getting escorted out of school was that the girls realized he was an A for the longest time. I mean, we all, Emily and the other girls all thought that this was it.
Too easy, though. A's not going to, I don't think A would be that messy and that obvious. I think, you know, A's been so smart thus far. She's not going to be like, or he is not going to be like, you know, you lead them so clearly and seem so sinister. I almost feel like it would be the last person you would think it would be.
Right.
But I don't know, but A's doing nice things for them. So it's like A does really evil, cruel things, and then A does really nice things. So what does A want? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Is A their friend? Is A trying to destroy them? What the hell is A doing?
I agree.
Okay. What was it like to shoot this episode? I loved shooting this episode. It was bittersweet.
It was very bittersweet.
Because it was like the episode right before, 112, it seemed like Maya and Emily's relationship was really kind of evolving. And they came out to her parents and we went to dinner and that was kind of awkward. But, you know, and then her mom seemed to sort of be waving a white flag and giving me leftovers from my mother, and it was so sweet, and we were taking these baby steps, these big kind of baby steps, and then it just kind of gets ripped away in this episode. So I loved that they were so openly affectionate. It was so sweet and so loving, and you know, and Emily's friends were accepting her, and her dad, you know, was accepting her. But then, so suddenly, you know, it's kind of ripped apart like Romeo and Juliet, so.
That's true. And 3 months, but.
Yeah.
So, obviously, with Maya away, makes it really difficult for Emily, which kind of leads us into the next episode. 114, Careful What You Wish For, which airs on Monday, January 24th. Basically, there's a dance-a-thon in Rosewood High, and the girls pretty much spend the entire time keeping an eye on Ian, obviously from the last episode, 113, where it ended with a video sent by A of Ian and Allison seen together on the last night that Allison was seen. So all the girls are extremely suspicious of Ian, and they're all keeping an eye on him. Along with that, Emily tries desperately to get a hold of Maya since she has been sent away. And has a little trouble with that night. So don't forget to check out episode 114, Careful What You Wish For, which airs on Monday, January 24th at 8 p.m. Come and see all the girls at the dance-a-thon. It's going to be very fun watching them dance. And also,
does Emily get in touch with Maya and sort of what happens with that? And also, the PLLs also deal with the video that shows them that Ian was the person Allison was with on the night she died.
Oh, I just get chills. I just got chills.
Yeah. And what happens at this dance? And who's this new character that comes into Rosewood?
There's a new character.
I don't know.
Awesome. Tune in, guys.
8 o'clock Monday nights on ABC Family.